Hey, Brandon, how you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. You awake and everything? Did you get a few hours sleep last night?
Yeah, I got a few.
What time do you go to sleep after something like that? How long does it take you to come back down off the adrenaline rush that you get playing in a game like that?
Well, last night I went to sleep about 2:30. But usually, you know, after a big win like that, it's hard to go to sleep, period. But, you know, I had to hurry up and get that out of my mind with a short week and a good team coming up.
Hey, Brandon, a lot of guys have talked about the great week of practice that you had before the Jets game. What, and if you agree with that, tell us why, and also what made it so great?
I think what made it so great is the fact that our coaches gave us a little more time off. You know, the time off we had, I think our team is very professional. I think, you know, we took care of our bodies, and we came back, you know, ready to practice and ready to work. And I think we did a great job with that.
Tell me what the defensive game plan brought to the table that maybe you guys hadn't shown teams up to this point. Anything?
I think it wasn't so much of the game. Well, you know what? Our coaches did a great, 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 great job of putting together the game plan. I think this win had 70% to do with the coaches and the game plan and the job the coaches done, and, you know, 30% to do with the players. You know, I think we just imitated exactly what our coaches wanted, and I think we did a good job of, you know, putting pieces together.
When you say the coaches are responsible for it, I know you don't want to give away all the state secrets, but how about one example of something that they were able to bring to the table that you guys were able to take advantage of?
We knew exactly. Well, our coaches, you know, with a couple extra days, got a chance to break down, you know, their offense completely. You know, they had, you know, they knew exactly when certain plays was going to get ran. They knew exactly when, you know, they knew their cadence very well. They knew everything to the T very well. You know, I think our coaches did a great job of studying film and putting all the little things together.
Tell me what you think Mark Sanchez is the best at. What's the thing he does the best right now?
What he does the best is get away from pressure. You know, when everybody thinks he's sacked and that they got him down, he has a little Ben Roethlisberger in him, and somehow he gets out of it, and he gives his receivers another time to get the, you know, get open. So I think that's what he does the best out of everything.
I know you played at the wonderful University of Miami, so you didn't have many games with temperatures like the temperature you had last night in the 20s and a wind chill a lot colder than that. What do you do, if anything, to prepare for these types of games?
Everybody tell me it's mental. You know, so what I do, I pretty much build my mental up that, you know, I'm going to be warm and I'm going to be comfortable out there. And, you know, to be honest, it works a little. And I know personally that it's not mental. But I do. I get out there. I build myself up mentally, just like everybody else on the team, and it works for me.
Jared Page made his return to the lineup last night. We haven't seen him in a while, and he looked like he was really physical all night long.
Page is a great player. Page is a really, really good player. He brings another dimension to our secondary, and he helps on little plays. He reads the quarterback very well, and, you know, we was happy to have him back. But as for him being physical last night, you know, he's always physical, you know. But, you know, Page is Page.
You guys, especially the guys at the safety position, you know, yourself and Sanders and Page, and the safety seem to make it a personal mission to be more physical than the other team. You guys look like you want to deliver a blow every time.
I think we do. You know, that's something we try to hang our head on, that we the most physical secondary in the NFL. You know, we got corners who will come up and hit you. We got safeties that will come up and hit you. You know, we want to jam you at the line. We want to do all the little things that make us physical, and that's something we're trying to hang our head on this year.
Do yourself a favor. Give yourself a day or two. Don't look at the advanced forecast for Chicago Sunday. you don't want to see what the temperature is supposed to be.
I got to get my melter right.
Well, high of 23, a low of 0.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
No problem, right?
No problem. I ain't worried about it.
Congratulations on the win. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
You take care. That is Patriot Safety Brandon Merriweather.